And now this is a dictation for Imogen, I-M-O-G-E-N-E, calls, C-O-W-L-E-S, addressed as a letter to Dr. Alexander Whitey, W-I-T-T-E, 616-252-5948. Dear Dr. Whitey, a follow-up, Mrs. Calls, advanced renal failure, hypertension, small kidneys, last visit October. She goes large periods of time for the winter to Florida. AB fistula was done around December, January, left-sided, very well developed, no weakness, discolor of the fingers, ulcers or pain, minimal coldness. She's hard of hearing, comes accompanied with daughter, has a chronic tremor of the head and trunk, denies change of appetite, denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output maintained without infection, cloudiness of blood. She says it's kind of slow, but volume is stable, no gross edema, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no pruritus or skin rash, some knee arthritis, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Norvasc, chlorthalidone, clonidine, metoprolol, next paragraph, present weight 168, previously 177, blood pressure right-sided 165-70. This needs to be checked at home. Could develop left-sided brachial AV fistula, no cyanosis of the hand, no Stilling syndrome. Distant breath sounds, probably COPD, anterior wheezing, clear on the back. No pericardial rap arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no edema non-focal, hard of hearing, tremors as indicated before, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from July, anemia 10.3. Ferritin 169 with a saturation 20%. Creatinine back in May 2.22. GFR 21 to stage 4, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. Underlying hypertension, small kidneys, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, AB fistula has been placed without a Stilling syndrome, normal potassium acid base, no need for phosphorus binders, blood pressure in the office high to be checked at home, anemia has not required EPO treatment, good acceptable levels of iron. EPO is given for hemoglobin less than 10, she's above. Dialysis is started based on symptoms, most people under GFR 15. She has no symptoms for dialysis. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. She will travel to Florida in October. she asked me if it's okay to receive Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, and that's appropriate for osteoporosis. We'll see her next year when comes back to Michigan. Otherwise, she follows nephrology in Florida, end of dictation.